Lindsay Schmidt. She is a local mother. She was at Beechwood Mall. She joins the Jen and Tim show on Cleveland Star 102.
So you were inside Beechwood Place when this shooting happened on Saturday afternoon, right?
Yes.
Take us through where you were when it happened.
We were coming down the escalator right by the front entrance. We were heading to Starbucks. So as soon as we got down off of the escalator, Starbucks was to our left. Altered State was right in front of us. We were right, I'm pretty sure we were right in the centralized. So Dillard's would be on our right, Saks would be on our left, like, if that gives you an idea. And we passed on Starbucks because, like I said, the line was too long, so we ended up going into Altered State. And I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes later, I hear some kids just kind of yelling outside of the store. And it just kind of sounded like they were just goofing around, maybe just, you know, some kids just goofing off. But the yelling kind of turned into screaming. Everybody started running frantically. And then the girls at Altered State started running towards the back of the store. And they said, get to the back, get to the back. There's a shooter, there's a shooter. And I grabbed my two kids. And my husband was standing behind us. And we all just made our way back into the storage room. And we all hid.
That had to be absolutely terrifying.
It's terrifying, to say the least. I mean, it was, I can't even put it into words.
So you're back there in the storage area with your family and that worker?
There was a few workers. There was one other woman. And then we had to try, well, they had to try, and my husband, he was the only male, so he was trying to help out as best as he could. And we were trying to get other girls that were in the dressing room back into the storage room with us.
When do you know it's safe to come out?
We were in there for probably about 45 minutes or so. The store had cameras, so the girls were watching the cameras to kind of see what was going on. Everybody was on the phone with the police. I was on the phone with my mom, who was on the other line with Beechwood Police, just trying to get more information for everybody. And we were told, yeah, about 45 minutes in, that the shooter had been taken into custody, but we just had to wait for, you know, law enforcement to come get us to let us know we could leave the store.
My goodness. Now, how does that affect you in the future? Are you going to go back to Beechwood Place? Are you going to be looking over your shoulder every time you shop? I mean, that's scary.
I mean, it is. It's really scary. And I hate the fact that, you know, I'm having to raise two little children in this day and age.
I couldn't relate to that
more. About stuff like that.
Well, I tell you what, we love that you shared the story. We're sorry we had to go through this. And that, what a scary situation. I can't even imagine what that was like, let alone the 45 minutes of not knowing. You don't know if the person's outside of the store. You have no idea what's going on. You hope you're safe. You're doing your best to stay safe. But you, not knowing has to be the worst.
It really was. It really was. All the women and the young girls and everyone did such a great job in staying calm, though. And, you know, we just sat in there and just prayed.